Trouble Twisters, Book 3, The Mystery of the Golden Card, written by Garth Nix and Sean Williams, and read by Stanley McGay. Young Master Rourke sat upright in his armchair, startled awake by a sudden noise. Despite his name, he was actually an old man, only a few days short of his 85th birthday. He was known as Young Master Rourke because his father had been the one and only Mr. Rourke in the area for many, many years. Old Mr. Rourke had built Rourke Castle and had bought up all the railways, shipping lines and whaling stations for miles around. In doing so, he'd become one of the richest and most influential men of his time. Most of the rides were now gone, but Young Master Rourke still owned Rourke Castle, a vast, rambling palace that extended across two sides of a hill. It had towers, stables, three ballrooms, a Greek temple, a Venetian canal, and a scale copy of an Egyptian pyramid that was 100 feet high. The pyramid looked like stone on the outside, but was in fact hollow, made of concrete slabs over a steel skeleton. Rourke Castle was so big that it was spread across two towns. Half was within the bounds of a small town called Portland, the other half in the neighbouring town. When the castle still had staff, they'd used to joke about going to Portland or going to Dogton when crossing from one side of the castle to the other. Over the years, more and more of the castle had been locked up and left, as it was too expensive to maintain. Young Master Rourke kept moving from large rooms to smaller ones as his needs shrank. Finally, he left the main castle entirely and moved to the old porter's lodge near the front gates, past the lake that had once boasted real icebergs and penguins, even in summer. Now the giant ice machine was broken, and the penguins had been sent to a proper zoo. The lake was just a dark expanse of water, choked by rotten lilies. The lodge and the land around it were half a mile outside the boundary of Portland. Rourke had not thought this important when he moved. He had forgotten that someone had once told him he should take care to stay on the Portland side of the boundary at all times. The sound that had woken him came again. Young Master Rourke tilted his head back as he tried to work out what it was. The grandfather clock in the corner of the room ticked slowly and melancholically. But that wasn't it. The time was 5 minutes short of midnight, and the clock was far from striking. The night was quiet for a few seconds. Then the noise came a third time, a quick rush of beats that swept across the roof and were gone.
"Is that rain?"
muttered Young Master Rourke, blinking the sleep from his eyes. He took off his half-moon reading glasses and consulted the ornate gilded barometer that stood next to the grandfather clock. The barometer's needle was sitting at fair.
"Stupid thing,"
Young Master Rourke mumbled.